Whether you're a night owl or you want to break out of the daily grind, Amazon Warehouse offers evening and overnight shifts that can benefit you in so many ways. Working at night is a great way to free up your days for whatever matters to you most. With shorter commute time and less hustle and bustle, you get more time back to live your life. Plus, night shifts can earn more per hour, too. Get started today by visiting amazon.com/nights. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer. At Amazon, we value unique skills and qualities on the job. We are currently hiring people of all abilities for a variety of hourly roles in our warehouses. We can offer a wide range of hiring accommodations, resources, and support, from the application process to the first day on the job and beyond. You don't even need to interview to get a great job offer. So apply now and join a supportive community today. Visit amazon.com/pwdjobs. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Every single person I talk to about the crises at the southern border, you know what they tell me? Chris, you think it's bad? It's worse. As bad as you think it is on the U.S.-Mexico border, it's even worse once you go down there and have a look at what's going on. To the person, I hear that. So, and it is bad, folks. I want to let you know that despite the results of the last election, apparently Americans just love 6 million illegal aliens. They love the illegal activity being ushered in by Democrats along that southern border. 6 million illegal aliens coming through that border by the end of the year in Beijing Biden's first 2 years in office. And the Democrats will work hard after that to give those people the vote. They already can vote in 14 municipalities in this country. And that's going to be the point of emphasis, converting all of those illegal aliens into Democrat votes. So it won't matter really what happens in the future, that individuals who have no clue about our Constitution, our ways, our culture, our way of life, what the Constitution even is, or what guarantees it protects, they'll just vote for Democrats from now in perpetuity. Why? Because the Democrats let them in to the massive entitlement state the Democrats in the process of instituting it to an even greater degree and burdening this society, and massive amounts of spending, which of course is leading to all the record inflation we're seeing. See where this all leads? All leads to America going into the crapper. It's what's going to happen. Folks, from the blaze, nearly 5 million illegal aliens, that's as of September. It'll be, again, 6 million by year's end. Nearly 5 million illegal aliens have crossed the border since Beijing Biden took office. So far this year, of those encountered at the southern border, over 500,000 illegal aliens have been released into the interior of the country by Border Patrol. Folks, by the way, and an addendum to this, a million illegal alien gotaways, meaning people who just got in scot-free into the United States, don't know who they are, could be narco-terrorists, could be radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists, we just don't know. And frankly, Democrats and Democrat voters, and apparently a lot of Republicans, just don't give a crap. New study published by the Federation for American Immigration Reform determined that to provide for the needs of these criminal non-citizens who have entered the United States under Beijing Biden, taxpayers must carry the burden of an additional $20.4 billion a year. So that folks don't misunderstand what this means. This means tax increases. $20 billion more per year they're going to need to wring out of you to provide for foreign nationals that enter this country illegally, because the Democrats prize them over you, because they're more important, because they will almost reliably vote Democrat over, you know, it's a crapshoot with a lot of you American citizens out there. And then there's this. Just this last weekend, Beijing Biden has accepted the resignation of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Christopher Magnus, The White House statement comes a day after the U.S. media reported that Magnus had been asked to resign or to be fired in a sign of tensions within Biden's administration over a record number of illegal alien crossings across the U.S.-Mexico border. So this guy Magnus, he's taking the fall. He's a Democrat patsy, right? He's taking the fall because nobody believes that Magnus implemented these policies. Nobody believes that Magnus, granted, he may be a Democrat and he may believe in all this crap. He may believe in selling out his own people with traitorous and, I believe, treasonous actions of lawlessness on that southern border, allowing every Tom, Dick, and Harry to come across that border at will. He may support it, but he didn't implement it. He didn't get elected to implement that policy. He may have followed the policy, but now they're going to say, oh, well, it was all Magnus's fault. Does anybody believe that? Does anybody, within the sound of my voice, believe that? No, this guy is just a fall guy. He's just a patsy, just a pound of flesh. And by the way, he'll end up in government a couple years down the road. He'll get a nice severance package to tide him over. By the way, paid for by you, the American people. He'll get a nice severance package, and then he'll pop up in government because nobody fails up like a lib. And he's going to plague us once again. It's just all smoke and mirrors. There's nothing that's real about this administration. Nothing that's pro-American about this administration. Nothing that's pro-American about the modern-day Democrat Party. It's just lawless, whatever it takes to keep us in power and perpetuity and enslave the American people. Screw you. And it doesn't matter how many lives are destroyed. Ask the Democrats, who just, frankly, two out of the three races that were really important, they reelected more Democrats to continue to do more harm to them. Isn't that great? Just when you thought that the illegal alien crisis was starting to make converts out of those in the Latino community, well, they reverted back to form in the general election, in the 2022 midterms, voting Democrat, voting to continue the harm. Folks, I don't know, maybe it's just because I don't believe in government doing us harm. Maybe it's because I believe that I think government ought to obey the laws the way the rest of us do. But I've just never been one of the cats that believe in that. And as stated at the beginning of this Salcedo Storm podcast, you think the stories that you've seen in media tell you just how bad it is on that border? No. It's even worse than you've been told. Sarah Carter, longtime friend of the Chris Salcedo Show, she visits the Salcedo Storm podcast next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, let's get to our guest, Sarah Carter. Fox News contributor, she's a national and international award-winning investigative reporter focused on national security and terrorism-related issues, which makes her superior to most of the journalists, alleged journalists out there. Her website is a valuable resource for everybody, even those fake journalists out there, sarahacarter.com. Sarah, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me on, Chris. I really appreciate it. It's great to be back on.
It is always a pleasure. First off, let's talk about this new podcast of yours. You spent a lot of time at the U.S.-Mexico border. Of course, this is the biggest Democrat-inspired national security risk to our country. Tell us about the new podcast series you put together, and what did you find while you were down there?
Well, you know, I've spent a lot of time at the border the last few years, Chris, and over the period of my life, I guess I would say about 18 years, but the last few years have been the worst that we've ever seen. We did start a new series through our nonprofit with Radio America, Dark Wars, The Border, and people can see that. We already debuted our first episode. It's darkwarspod.com, and you can see the trailer and hear our first episode, which goes over the magnitude of what has happened on the border under the Biden administration. And it's not just what we're seeing at our border, but it's what's happening throughout our Western Hemisphere. We're seeing a rise of people coming from all across the world, through Central America, through South America, on their way to the United States. We've already had over 90 encounters with terrorists coming into the country at the border. Those are the ones that our Border Patrol agents and law enforcement actually encountered and were able to flag in the FBI database. We know that over 2.7 million people this last fiscal year have come in through the border. And one of the things that I think is really worrisome, and the one thing that's bothering, I think, almost every intelligence officer, people that have dealt with this in the DEA, FBI, as well as CIA, think about it, is the number of people that have come in that have not been identified. And that's over a million. So we're looking at a catastrophe both in our country on a national security level, as well as a humanitarian crisis that is just gut-wrenching. And that's what I try to bring everybody into. I want to bring you into the story. I want to take you into the story, take you on that journey with me so that you know what's happening. Because the border is not just the border, folks. It's in every single community. And I know that sounds cliche now, that people are saying that over and over again, but it really is true. The cartels are setting up in communities all across the country. They're distributing not just their narcotics, but as well counterfeit pills that fool people and fool young people and fool adults alike. And people are dying from these counterfeit pills that look like Percocet, Oxycontin, Adderall. And what they really are is fentanyl, pure fentanyl tablets. And I think this is something that we have to be very concerned about. And I hope that this series of stories, and particularly the fact that our government is lying to us about it, like literally lying to us about what is happening at the border, exposes what their malfeasance and what they do, and that we as a country can hold them accountable.
I think that is, first off, not only is our government hiding what these cartels are doing, I think it is fair to say that the Democrat Party and Joe Biden and this regime, they are partners with the narco terrorists. They are enabling the deaths that you, by the way, already over 108,000 Americans have lost their lives to fentanyl this year alone. And the Democrat Party is responsible for that.
Oh, absolutely. They're absolutely responsible for this. And everyone's turning a blind eye. And if Americans need, well, I think Americans are waking up. We need to wake up. Think about that. 108,000 people in 1 year, the majority of which died from fentanyl poisoning. Fentanyl poisoning, so which is coming from our adversaries like China. We explain that very clearly in these episodes. And I think, you know, bringing on experts and taking you out, so like, for example, let me tell people what it's like. It's, you're out there with me on the border. I'm taking you out there on the border. We're talking to the law enforcement officers. We're on operations with them together so that you get a feel for what it's like out there. You know, you can hear it. You can sense it. We interview some of the top experts, people like Daniel Hoffman, a former CIA station chief,
yep,
people like Gordon Chang, who's an expert with China affairs and can literally explain how the Chinese government is taking advantage of the chaos at our border and how it is utilizing that chaos to harm our nation, and why we need to wake up, why we need to stand strong together, and why we need to demand more from our lawmakers. And, you know, sometimes it's frustrating. People say, Sarah, you know, you go out there, you're telling these stories, you're telling the truth, you're beating the drum, you're trying to warn people. Do you think people are listening?
No.
You know, I don't know.
No, I can tell you right now.
So.
Look at Pennsylvania. Look at look at Harris County, where the Chris Salcedo show is. Look at any Democrat precinct around the country that just voted for that voted Democrat. If you pull the lever for a Democrat, you voted for a regime that is partnered with narco terrorists to literally kill Americans, Sarah. And I can't emphasize that enough, that the current regime, poll after poll after poll, shows that Americans believe that Joe Biden is actually in collusion with communist China. And those who say, yeah, he's a commie stooge of China, they vote for it. They say, yeah, I understand the Democrat Party is pro-China, and they vote for it still. And that is just baffling to me, which leads me to believe that most Democrats are enemies to this country.
Well,
Sarah A. Carter,
Chris.
SarahAcarter.com is the website, folks, and Sarah Carter runs that. And the name of the special, give it one more time, because I want folks to go check it out.
It's Dark Wars, The Border. And to see these episodes, to hear these, go on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. But you can also go to my website directly, Dark Wars Pod. That's darkwarspod.com.
Okay.
And you can see the trailer. You can get the podcast. You can search engines, Dark Wars, the podcast. And we're going to be dropping our next episode on China this coming week. It's going to be fascinating. It's going to go right to what you're saying, Chris.
Cool.
You're 100% right. Anybody who supports the Chinese Communist Party, who does not take control, especially our federal government, doesn't take control of the chaos at the border and allows this to happen.
Yep.
This is their policy. Their policy is to create chaos and unfortunately kill Americans. I believe that because they know what's going on and they're not stopping it.
Well,
so we have to stand up. We have to make our voices heard and we have to say no more. I hope that we can do that together by exposing the people that are making this happen.
Amen to that. And I'm going to ask you for that information one more time before the end of the interview, but I want to pivot a little bit to some more heavily political stuff. Didn't President Trump have it right on the border?
He had it absolutely right on the border. I mean, his executive orders, even Title 42, Remain in Mexico, was right on target. He worked diligently, and I know this because I've traveled to Central America. I've spoken with officials there, world leaders there, President Jamate. I'm going to Mexico this month to speak with people. He was tough. He was tough on our partners to the south, but he was fair, and he treated them equally. And he said, look, if you want assistance from the United States, any type of assistance has to come with your assistance in stopping the flow of migration to the border. And I think President Trump understood and knew that it was by building strong economic ties and foreign ties with our neighbors to the south in the Western Hemisphere that we were going to help save our country. And I think what was astonishing is that the very minute Biden took office, he began to unravel all of those executive orders, all of the rules that were put in place with the help of Stephen Miller and others against a very angry tide of Democrats, right? They had to endure a lot of pain to put this in order to help the American people. But remember, they weren't only helping us as a nation, but they were helping our partners to the south. And when I speak to people, and I have President Jamate in the podcast series, and I talked to him about Guatemala, he said, look, what we need is a stronger economy for all of our nations, for all of our partners, to build those stronger economies and do, and he was willing to make those concessions. I think everybody was willing to do their part. But one of the problems that we're having is that the Democrats don't want that. And we saw that very clearly with Biden when he unraveled all of that. He took away everything Donald Trump put in place.
Damn
President
right.
Trump was the first president that ever did anything at that border in the last 18 years that I was covering the border.
So
he was
true.
The only one, not even Bush, that
yeah.
did what needed to be done.
No, especially
to protect both the people being trafficked and the United States.
Especially Bush. Bush was one of the biggest
right.
open border, you know, Karl Rove type Republicans out there. Biden and Mayorkas, they claim, and several other regime officials, claim the border is secure. And from everything you're describing, that is an out-and-out lie.
It's absolutely a lie. There is absolutely no security at that border. We are literally playing Russian roulette with our nation. And I would not be surprised that a terrorist sleeper cell, somebody, a weapon of mass destruction, who knows, has already come across that U.S.-Mexico border. The drug cartels have no loyalty. These narco-terrorist organizations have no loyalty to anyone, not to their nation, not to the United States, not to their own people. They have absolutely no loyalties at all. What they're loyal to is money. And if you have enough money, you can bring anything across that border.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, anything and anyone can come across that border. Our resources are very thin. I was out on an operation, multi-task force operation, this week with Texas Department of Public Safety, their DPS, as well as Border Patrol, Texas Warden, a number of police officers patrolling inland, and I'm talking 90 miles inland into the border.
Good grief.
And they were catching people left and right. But it was very, very difficult. It was like a needle in a haystack. It was random. And there just weren't enough resources. And Chris, think about the number of resources that these drug cartels have.
I know.
They have amassed hundreds of billions of dollars.
Billions.
And we have allowed them to do so.
Billions.
And now they run a narco state.
Now,
that's what we're up against. We're up a terrorist narco state, some kind of shadow government that we now have to contend with, and our law enforcement
so
as
true.
Well.
So true. And you know what? You mentioned a weapon of mass destruction. 108,000 deaths so far in the United States. I would have a hard time classifying fentanyl as anything but a weapon of mass destruction that we already have confirmed is coming across that border with the full blessings of the Democrat Party, and their voters just voted for it. The last question I have for you, Sarah, because you've talked to all these experts, and I'm sure you have asked the question, if America ever gets a serious majority ever again in the, and that of course excludes Mitch McConnell, it excludes Mitt Romney and Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, if we ever get rid of those fools and get grown-ups back in government, what is the law that needs to be passed, or what regulations do we need to pass? Because right now the reason why all this is happening is because Republicans and Democrats have colluded and conspired over the years to keep illegal immigration going. And now I think we're reaping the so-called rewards from all of that. What needs to change from, according to the experts you talk to?
It's a multifaceted approach, but right off the bat, we need to start following the laws that are on the books. Remember, Chris, that the laws that are on the books do not allow this. That is, it's called illegal immigration for a reason. It's illegal. We need to shut down that border. We need to give our law enforcement officials, both federal, state, and local, the tools that they need to do their job, to stop people, to stop the flow from coming across. We need to also, this is talking to a lot of experts, and it's also my opinion, we need to designate the very top drug cartels. I'm talking Nuevo Generacion, Sinaloa cartel, La Familia, anybody who's involved in the trafficking of fentanyl, which is a weapon of mass destruction. We need to designate them terrorist organizations immediately. We need to send a clear message to our neighbors to the south that we are no longer going to put up with this, that we will work with our neighbors as long as they start cleaning up their house. And guess what? It's going to be a tough road. It's going to be a big battle because we've allowed these cartels to amass a lot of power and a lot of weapons. But guess what? We're bigger than them. We're better than them. We're stronger than them. And together we can get rid of them. I absolutely 100% believe that. I think we need to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. We've lost way too many children in our nation, way too many people in our country.
Damn straight.
And so have our neighbors. And yep, they've suffered the same. We should be the envy of the world. The Western Hemisphere should be the envy of the world, and it's not. It's rot with corruption from the inside out. We need to clean our house up, too. We need to work on cleaning up their house, and we need to take back what we were, an exceptional nation that is the beacon of light and the hope still for people from all around the world. But we won't be for long. We won't be for long if we keep breaking our foundation and destroying our country.
Exactly.
That's just my opinion.
The part of the laws that I would like to direct you to and those you're speaking with is, for example, Republicans like Mitch McConnell colluded with traitorous Democrats to say, hey, all you got to do is show up at the border and say, asylum, asylum, and that automatically triggers automatic court proceedings, which is an incentive that you would have to be the biggest idiot on the planet not to know that was a way to continue illegal immigration. So I am confident that Republicans and Democrats put that in there to make sure, to ensure that illegal immigration continued against the will of the American people. Sarah Carter, tell us the name of the podcast series again and where people can find it.
Oh, thanks so much, Chris. Everyone can go to Dark Wars, The Border. The series is called Dark Wars, The Border. If you go to the website, it's darkwarspod.com. That's darkwarspod.com. And you'll see the trailer as well as our debut of season one, episode one of our podcast series.
You're one of my favorite
people.
You're one of my favorite. You're one of my favorite people, Sarah. I hope you know that.
Oh, you too, Chris. I think you're a real patriot, a real American, and I really do appreciate being on your show. Your audience is amazing. And I think together we're going to win back our country.
From your lips to God's ears. Thanks, lady. Appreciate that. Sarah Carter, everybody. SarahAcarter.com. That's a website to check out. You can also check out a couple of other websites. TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. That's where you go to find all the news that impacts Texas. If it impacts Texas, it impacts the United States. Also, ChrisSalcedo.com. Go there to track down the Chris Salcedo shows on radio, AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the country. And Monday through Friday in the afternoons, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 on Newsmax TV. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government, but rather how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. See ya.
Today with Amazon Business, Shannon Stuckey of Walburn Woodworking helped her team buy 63 circular saws.
Okay, Andy, take it easy.
Now she uses her time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying.
Your happily ever after is waiting for you in the Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica plug-in hybrid. With available all-wheel drive, Pacifica helps handle adverse conditions like magic. And with a plug-in hybrid, it can help your range anxiety disappear. Make your drive even more enchanted in the Chrysler Pacifica. And watch Disney's Disenchanted, now streaming only on Disney Plus, rated PG. Disney Plus subscription required. Must be 18 plus to subscribe. EPA estimated 520-mile total range with a fully charged battery. Actual mileage may vary.